Wright openly acknowledges his affinity for black Muslims. "Louis Farrakhan is not my enemy," Wright told the National Press Club on April 28, 2008, defending himself against charges from the political right and increasing criticism from Barack Obama for his extreme statements. "He did not put me in chains, he did not put me in slavery, and he did not make me this color." Obama said in his autobiography that reading Malcolm X and Frantz Fanon had an impact on his intellectual development, aiding him in a search for identity that Obama resolved by embracing his African-American roots. It's clear that as a product of the radical racial politics of the 1960s, and as the son of a Kenyan seeking to advance independence in Africa, Obama was intellectually and emotionally prepared to encounter and accept black liberation theology. It is easy to shift from a Malcolm X speech at the height of his black Muslim days to a sermon from Reverend Wright at Trinity United Church of Christ. "The United States government has failed the vast majority of her citizens of African-American descent," Wright told the Trinity congregation, concluding a sermon titled "Confusing God and Government," which contained Wright's now famous "God damn America" phrase. "Think about this, think about this. For every one Oprah, a billionaire, you've got 5 million blacks who are out of work," Wright continued. "For every one Colin Powell, a millionaire, you've got 10 million blacks who cannot read. For every one Condoleezza Rice, you've got 1 million in prison." Wright neglects to mention that he should be placed in the privileged class. A Fox News investigation uncovered documents in March 2008 indicating that in retirement from his 36 years of ministry in Chicago, Wright was to move into a luxury home in a predominantly white upscale suburb of Chicago.